With all of the noise that we get just bombarded on every single day, sometimes it's hard to find that true, authentic voice. And definitely, it's harder to find true, authentic Catholic music. But look no further than The Thirsting. Daniel Oberreiter is the lead singer, and he's joining us today because he has been hard at work, and he wants you to join him in praising God with some new music. Daniel is the lead singer for The Thirsting. They have a new album coming out. They're inviting you to listen in. Good morning, Daniel. Thanks for being with me today.
Well, thanks for having me, Brenda. It's a blessing to be with you. Thank you so much.
It's always a great morning when you join us. You are one of our regular songs that we use on the morning blend, and we are so excited that more is coming out for us. First of all, for our listeners, how did you get back into the studio?
Well, okay, so it's about a year ago, I had some donors say that they would support me in the studio, and so I went back in. I was going to just record five songs for an EP, and I was going to just do some old Catholic hymns like Salve Regina and How Great Thou, or How Could I Keep From Singing, and Jesus Christ Is Risen Today. So we did that. We started that, but then it started to morph into like a bigger picture, and I just really felt Our Lady inviting and asking me to create an EP trilogy on the triumph of the Immaculate Heart. You know, as I was recording these new songs about a year ago in the studio, first off, I realized that they had a very American Catholic quality to them. These are songs that we sing as Americans in the Catholic Church. How Can I Keep From Singing, or Jesus Christ Is Risen Today, Salve Regina. Of course, that's universal. But then I came across the battle hymn of the Republic, and I looked at the lyric, and I said, this is so Catholic. Of course, it has historical context for our country and the end of slavery and the Civil War. But when I read through the lyrics, it talks about the son of the woman crushing the head of the serpent. And I thought, this, I got to record this. So we did that, you know, we started about a year ago, and the recording process went into late November, into December, and then we finalized all the mixes. And then now over the last about 4 or 5 months, I've been releasing these songs one song at a time. So that's what I've been up to, and we'll talk more about it, but I now have the full EP ready to go, and I'm super excited about that.
That is a really exciting to know. Now, Danny, for people who are familiar with your music, we'll say that some of your newer stuff has an edge on it, and it does feel like you are ready to meet young people, especially right where they are. How is music one of those ways that you can reach young people, especially maybe if, you know, they've been away from the church for a little while, or they're being influenced by other resources? How are you using your music that reminds people Our Lady is here for you?
Amen. Well, I think, you know, we all know music is like such a universal language for all of us. And no matter where we're at, whether we worship the Lord or we're far from the church, music can speak to anybody's heart. And so music is that avenue, that tool that we can use for evangelization and to speak to people's hearts. You know, I was praying, like, one time I asked the Lord, like, in prayer, in adoration, like, Lord, do you want me to do this? Like, do you like rock music? And I really felt like the Lord say, yes, I use it to touch hearts. And you know, at the end of the day, what styles of music we like, you know, doesn't matter so much. The most important thing is that we follow the doctrines of the Holy Catholic Church. Obviously, there's music out there that can lead us astray, and we don't want to be part of that. But if we're striving and we're listening to lyrics that are pushing us into following the doctrines of the Holy Catholic Church, I mean, that's ultimately how we get to heaven. We die in a state of grace, and we do that by following the church's doctrines for beautiful teaching. So my goal is to use music to teach people, first off, the doctrines of the Holy Church, but also to inspire and to invite them through an emotional response, an emotional connection to music. And music can really rally our souls, get us on fire all the more for the church. And so, yeah, I've seen, you know, and I'll say that it works for the youth, but I'll be honest, the music that I write, you know, I'm 44. I mean, people my age and older, they relate to it too, because, you know, when I was younger, I was listening to rock too. So
oh, You know, anybody of every age will listen to any of the music on your new album and go, yeah, I recognize that. Daniel, do you have the same band working with you, or did you kind of bring some new people in to bring kind of a new sound to the music?
Ever since we went to World Youth Day in 2016, we played out there in Krakow. I've had the same group of guys that I've been working with. There's a bass player, though. He's come on board that I've always been working with. But I've had the same drummer and the same guitar player. And then what's really been a blessing, there's a studio that I work at in Gresham, Oregon, with a guy named Justin Abel. And he's just an excellent engineer. And between the five of us, we've just been able to create some great music. So it's been the same group of guys I've been working with for the most part. And we just really have a good cohesion. And when we get in that studio, put together those songs, they really come together.
If you are just tuning in, you recognize the voice of Daniel Oberreiter. He is joining us today to invite you to listen to American Vespers. It is new music coming out from his band, The Thirsting. Daniel, this is interesting because you are taking hymns that we have known for a long time, like the Battle Hymn of the Republic. You're mixing it, adding to it, and then re-releasing it. But some people will go, it's still the music from a different era, and it's not relevant today. I think you would disagree. Tell me what you think.
Well, first off, the Battle Hymn of the Republic is extremely relevant. I mean, we saw that during the inauguration it was used. But the lyrics, they transcend time. The lyrics are very Christ-centered. There's a verse that talks about, you know, in the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea with the glory in his bosom to transfigure you and me. And then this line, this beautiful line that says, as he died to make us holy, let us die so all be free. And that freedom, we know the ultimate freedom comes in Christ. So as the Lord died to make us holy, we want to help our country break from the slavery of sin. And so the message is timeless. You know, obviously, we're not in a civil war now. But that message of freedom, ultimately freedom in our hearts and freedom from sin, it is so Catholic. And then, you know, I wrote extra lyrics to the song as well to bring it to our modern age a little bit more, too. And I talked about how we will proclaim the name of Jesus across this nation in unity. And I think that's something the Lord is calling for us right now. Unity as Christians. Of course, as Catholics, we want to bring people into the Catholic fold because that's where the full truth resides. So I think it's very relevant, what we're doing.
Oh, it most certainly is. And if you want to listen to a little bit of this or maybe even download the music yourself, Daniel, how are people going to find that and maybe help support you in this mission?
Yeah, well, probably the easiest, if you stream music, we got all the songs up there. We just put Battle Hymn up on Spotify, Apple Music. You can listen on YouTube, Amazon Music, whatever your favorite go-to is. But if you want to dive deeper, maybe you want to pick up a CD and support what we're doing, you can just go to our website, thethirsting.com. That's the thirsting.com. We're doing a bit of a fundraiser, too, and we need a little bit of your help. So if you're interested in helping us out, go to that website, thethirsting.com, and you can order one of the discs and maybe a shirt, and that helps us out a ton.
Absolutely. And maybe if you're having a hard time getting, you know, your young adult or even a high school to engage in their faith, I think this would be a perfect opportunity. One, you can get this great music from Daniel that will speak to your young person and you will support them in being able to get this message out even more. Daniel, it is always a great morning when you join us. It's even more exciting when we find out you got great new music coming out. Thanks for being with us today.
Oh, thanks so much. God bless.
God bless you as well. And again, that is Daniel Oberreiter. TheThirstingCatholic.com is where you're going to find all of that information he just talked about. And to make it even easier, I'm going to include the link that'll get you right to their webpage. And you're going to find that link on the podcast of today's interview, materdeiradio.com, and on the Hail Mary Media app.